DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
And welcome back to yet another seamless Swiss watch solid podcast, not another podcast. My name is Big Jim.
I am James.
I'm Samantha.
And we're missing a member.
Yeah, this has been a total just like a tightly formed group of just professionals just knocking out the box.
Like I said,
it was like a Three Stooges sketch trying to get this whole thing to kind of, you know, come together.
One day I'm going to put all the outtakes together and just throw them up as a podcast to show just how awesome we are at getting this up and running.
Just the pain and blood and tears and sweat we have to go through. For you.
For you, seven people.
Yay, they're important, seven people.
Well, actually, it is now eight because our family has grown a little.
That's right. The reason why Bryce is in here this week.
Lucas Wolf was born yesterday morning. He is healthy and happy. Mother Wolf is healthy. Everyone's, what the hell?
Speak of the devil.
Clown shoes.
I know. I'll call her back. Sorry, but, you know, doing shit here, people. So what's been happening with everyone this past week, other than someone had a baby?
I started my period.
Me too.
Which means I'm not pregnant.
But that's so weird. I know that when you start a podcast with somebody, they say that your cycles start to sync up. I just started spotting myself.
Good for you. My full flow started today, but I'm using a new device to plug it up.
A cork?
Okay. Like a heavy flow or mid-level flow?
Well, I start off pretty heavy for the first 3 days, then taper off the last few.
She's got a Swiss boy with a finger in a dike.
But legitimately, I don't use pads or tampons anymore. I discovered something new, and it's called a cup. It's a literal flexi cup that you put up your vagina and it catches all the blood.
Nice.
Remind me again wanted a female on this show.
Is this the one that Nerf makes, or is this the other one?
No, the other one. It's called the Lunette Cup.
Okay.
And I discovered this on another podcast, as a woman-led podcast, and I was like, that sounds cool. And I started researching all these alternatives, because tampons leave, like, really nasty stuff behind inside of you. And I'm like, So, yeah, I mean, they leave, like, and that's how you get infections and stuff, is bacteria builds around, like, the stuff that it leaves, cuts, scrapes, scratches. And so this is actually... And you save a crap ton of money. The average woman spends like $1,400 to $1,900 a year on pads and tampons. This is $40. It'll last you 2 to 5 years.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So I was like, yes, please.
Now, I've, through the course of my life, I've had several relationships with women. And in the process of doing so, I've always had a very positive, very open attitude towards the menstrual cycle. It's never creeped me out or grossed me out or anything like that. If anything, it's probably made the girl very uncomfortable about, like, how frankly I'll be like, so how's it going today? How's your ute? Is your ute doing okay? Or?
Well, that's good, because, like, there's this one lady that she does all these reviews, and she actually shows you, like, the blood and everything. Like, she'll take it out and be like, this is what it looks like today. And I'm like, holy crap. It's awesome, but, you know, she's very much, it's a natural thing. It's part of your body. Who cares?
Exactly.
Not that big of a deal.
I mean, if guys had to suffer the same thing once a month, believe me, it would be a crisis. Yeah. there would be panic in the streets. There would just be like, the thing that's always, you know, impressed the hell out of me about, you know, women in general is the fact that, like, guys will show up to work, maybe they're tired, maybe they're a little hungover, whatever, and they'll just piss, bitch, moan, and complain the whole fucking day. Little do they know that, you know, lovely Connie, who's in accounting, who's sitting very quietly eating her sack lunch for the day, would very, very much so love to take a flamethrower to your entire world and just melt your face off because of all the shit that she's suffering very silently, very, you know, stoically, while you're sitting there just like, yeah, bro, man, we went out to the club, and I should have went home, but I just stayed out anyway. I'm just super hungover today. So just like, don't even bother.
Yeah, right.
I work with a lot of dude bros, as you can tell.
Dude bro.
So, James, what's your attitude towards menstruation?
You know, it's just a natural thing that women have to go to, and men should shut the fuck up.
So we all agree it's natural.
That's right. This is the natural show. It's a very natural episode.
Well, it's funny. Like, the guy that I'm seeing, he doesn't care. He doesn't, like, I'll talk about it, and he is just like, oh, yeah, cool. And awesome. The first time I tried it, because I was like, I'm not 100% sure how to get this thing out. So I was like, so I left his place yesterday, and he was like, all right, good luck with the cup. I hope it comes out okay. And I'm like, thanks, honey. And I texted him. I'm like, came out, no problems.
And he sends back pics or it didn't happen.
If you really want those pics, like, all right, cool. That's going to get a little weird. I used to date a guy when he was overseas. He used to ask me to send him dirty underwear or, like, go work out at the gym and then, like, send him underwear. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. If that's what you're into, that's totally cool. But I was, like, I was also, like, 20, so I was probably a little more prudish then. But I was like, did not realize that was a thing. It took me a minute to realize, okay.
Yeah, no, panty sniffing is very much a real thing. It's a very real thing.
Yeah, I think it just took me aback because that was when I really learned about it, is when he asked me for it. I'm like,
like, are you just over there, you know, overseas, like, doing laundry and your load's a little light and you just need to sort of, because it's going to take a while for me to ship all this laundry over to you.
Yeah, and he's like, that's cool. I'm like, all right. I don't know what's happening here. So,
he's fighting for our freedom, Samantha. The least you can do is send him some soiled underwear.
Hey, we met in the military together, so I know what he's doing to fight for our freedom, and he hasn't been anywhere.
It's like that scene from Forrest Gump when he and Bubba show up, and there's just, like, beers and barbecues, and, you know. It's a lot of just horsing around.
No, I mean... real, if I'm, you know, being serious, like, every job's important no matter where you are, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I could poke fun at him.
He's just that lonely guy on patrol, just like, if I only had something to sniff. Jeepers. Kicking a little rock around.
Jeepers. What jeepers?
Like, you know, Gary, your heart just doesn't seem to be into killing recently. What you want to talk a little bit here? You want to rap? It's like, yeah, it's... it's hard to explain, but, you know, it's been a while. I've had these one pair that I've pretty much sniffed all the sniff out of, and they're just, they're basically, I could put them back on the shelf if I wanted to resell them, but it just, it's rough. I feel for you, Gary. Here, take these old boxer briefs, see what you can do with those. Thanks, Sarge.
Yeah, Jim's going to give used boxer briefs and tidy whities to all the service members, so hit us up.
I wonder, is there a thing, because obviously a lot of guys like to sniff panties. Is there a section of women that like to sniff dudes' underwears?
If they do, I have not heard of anyone who said it out loud.
Okay, because the only time I've ever even actually heard about something very similar that was in the American film classic Porky's. Kim Cattrall plays a female gym teacher who apparently loves the smell of, you know, dirty guys' jocks and just goes crazy for it.
Sexy. Oh, hey, big truck.
No, that was me. I had chili for lunch.
Well, I ain't sniffing those underwear, that's for damn sure.
Oh, those are the ones you want. Extra spicy.
Oh, jeez.
She's on fire today, man.
Got a little extra stank on that one.
Mm. Still oh, moist.
There's still a chunk left. Ew, I just grossed myself out. I do that quite often.
I think for the betterment of all humanity, we should take a deep breath, take a step back, maybe just, I don't know, find another non-bodily fluid-based topic. Just thinking out loud.
Well, we were talking about Bryce's baby, so what else makes babies? Cum. I'm going to stop talking. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask, do they keep the afterbirth or not?
Some cultures do.
Yeah, we're actually going to have a big family dinner, and we're going to serve it with some really nice garlic mashed potatoes. And I'm going to bring a nice Chianti.
Well, I might also suggest, and this is something that no one ever remembers to bring when they go to a placenta party, is chicken and a biscuit is a great dip. Just use the crackers and just dip it on in there.
We're gonna roast it instead of blend it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting. Very Southwest.
Yeah, well, we're gonna put some fresh garlic and basil on it, and we're gonna roast it with some asparagus, and ooh, serve it with some really nice sweet potatoes, like mashed sweet potatoes. And I think it's gonna be fantastic.
I would agree. That sounds like a solid recipe. I don't know if you got that from Emeril or maybe that's like a Rachel Ray thing. Placenta a la King or however you want to rock it.
Placenta a la King, that would be, I believe that'd be Asian.
Placenta a la Queen is for the mom.
Ah. See, that's why we pay Samantha the big bucks. Is she's the one that catches all those inconsistencies that we've been struggling with all these years.
Isn't placenta a la King, that's an Elvis recipe, right?
Yeah, it's where you crush up some Percocet, you sprinkle that over the placenta,
you
and then you put
up,
that into peanut
serve
butter.
It, you serve it with
sandwich.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, traditionally.
It's peanut butter placenta time, peanut butter placenta time.
Now, where yet?
Oh, in my body.
I don't,
this show is, wow.
Not the
it's
worst show
else.
We've done.
See, I don't know what it is. Once I'm with you guys, I'm just blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know if I'm this gross with my actual friends.
No, yeah, yes,
thank
you,
you.
Are.
So we're not actually friends.
No,
good
you're
to
my
know.
Fake friends.
I happen to know you're this gross with your
with friends,
friends
I'm
because
physically
you sent
around.
Me audio.
The ones that can see and judge me rather easily.
Yes. See, you guys can judge me from afar. I don't have to see your faces. But if I get judged, like, you know, you get that face that's, like, got your lip curled up a little, and they're like, and I'm like, no. You know I'm right. Give me that face.
So if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there to judge it, does it really matter, I guess?
Of course it does.
Every
judgmental
all trees matter.
All
tree lives matter.
That's funny.
Oh my god.
So do we have any like official topics, or are we just going to keep going off the rails?
The best shows are
good
always
with being
off
the rails. That's fine.
Well, no, last week we kind of got into we talked a little bit about relationships and ones we've had, and we left the show, and I had a question that I wanted to pose to you guys. And see if you remember and would like to talk about your first girlfriend or boyfriend and also your first actual love.
Ooh.
That's a terrible segue from the start of the show, but...
That was fancy sounding.
Sorry, that was my... for some reason, this phone number keeps calling me, and I answer it, and it's a wrong number. And they're like, oh, sorry, but they call it daily.
Is it the Trump campaign trying to get that money you promised them?
No, I think maybe it's a memento or what was the movie where the guy's got amnesia and he has to tattoo shit all over him and he keeps having to remind
memento,
himself about shit.
Wasn't that
I think
memento?
It's one of those
or maybe it was Mentos.
So, my first boyfriend, I think, probably back in, like, I'd say, Boy Scout camp. And, don't judge. You know, you're out in the woods, you know, you're learning how to, like, you know, sharpen knives and, like, start fires and stuff. So, a lot of serial killer activity going on. You know, so as like the seasons change, young love blossoms and grows, and you know, sometimes you know a scoutmaster can teach you a lot more than just knot tying and secret keeping, for that matter. In all sincerity, I can't remember. I mean, I know there was a lot of girls. Like, I was one of those kids that like would always like shoot like way out of their league. For like girls that were like, you know, well older than I was, and the girls would kind of like entertain it because it was kind of funny.
It was cute. It was adorable.
Yeah, because I'm obviously not like some like, you know, 9-year-old, you know, aspiring sex offender. I mean, just trying to be cute and you know,
no, that didn't
charming.
Start until well into your teens.
Yes, well, it started off with small animals, and it kind of blossomed into like actual people. So,
Jim, are you okay?
What the hell?
That's fine. Just lose a lot of blood now. Okay. I can't.
Stay with us, Jim. We gotta finish this.
It's getting kind of dark.
It will be your legacy. You must finish. The last
do. Do you have one of those menstrual cups I could shove in the wound?
I was gonna say, he has some extra tampons. I don't use them anymore.
I don't
need
it. I don't want to use I want the infections. It's bad. OB is the tampon of choice over here.
No, I would say like there were times where, I remember this one time I was over at my uncle's house and there was like some kind of, like Christmas time or whatever. There was all the kids kind of like all conglomerate around each other. And there was this girl there that was, a friend of one of my cousins, and she and I were sitting on the stuff with a bunch of other kids or whatever. And for whatever reason, I just start doing like the cheese, like, you know, like this, like pretend to, I'm going to stretch. I kind of put my arm around her.
Oh, the old yawn and stretch.
Yeah. I got to be like 7 or 8. And she's just like 13 or 14. So it's just like there's, you know, but she's old. And actually, she's probably even older than that. But yeah, I remember throwing out such like cheesy game. You know, like just like little kid game that was just like it was killing it. Like everyone was laughing their ass off, and I was like trying to like you know talk up to her to sort of make it seem like I'm a lot more macho and protective. So I'm just like you know, hey, you know, if you're ever trying to go upstairs at night, like if you're going to bed, and, like you know, you're kind of scared, you want somebody to go with you, I'll be there for you, girl. You know, I'll check under the bed, I'll check in the closet or whatever. You know, and she's laughing. She's just like, that's very cute. That's very nice. Now, please just respect this restraining order and be 50 yards from the door of this house at all times.
So 7 or 8 is when you got your first restraining order.
Well, I mean, I was a minor, so technically my parents had it. So, I mean, statute of limitations is long since wore off. So, I mean,
so you're
able to talk
at it right now, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's, let's see here, 7:13 is when she takes her showers, and so I will have to say,
what you're saying.
Bid you a fond adieu. but yeah, like, I can't remember, I can't remember, like, my...
You're taking heavy fire.
Yeah, well, it's militarized zone over here.
Did you move to Afghanistan?
Well, I mean, it's sunny this time of year. I mean, that's where everyone's all the panties are at, so...
I thought that was Japan.
Oh, well, I mean, wherever I get stationed. There's like a vending machine that they have in Japan where you just put in like a couple of yen and you hit a button. And, you know, one of those like pantyhose eggs pops out and it's got some dirty undies in it. So,
actually, I think it's in a sealed, you know, like where Halloween costumes come in. It's got like the folded like little package. I'm not going to say I haven't seen those. But I've seen those.
Without doubt. I don't know if I told the story last week about my first girlfriend or my first love in high school. The girl with the Captain Crunch anchor.
I think you mentioned her, but no, I don't think we got to her.
Okay. Well, we met at a speech and debate tournament, because that's what Catholic boys did on Saturdays back then. We would get all dressed up in our niceties, and we would go to another high school and, you know, compete doing speech and debate and various other things. Now, I remember I was coming out of one classroom after a round, and there's this girl there. Now, I'm a freshman. She's a senior. So she's wearing this really awesome T-shirt that she has, like, an iron-on decal of Betty Rubble. Or Wilma Flintstone. That's right, Wilma Flintstone. And, like, I could tell she made it herself and bedazzled it, looked really cool. And I'm just like, hey, that's a really awesome T-shirt. And she's like, thanks. And so we start talking for a while. And, like, through the course of the day, she and I are kind of, like, you know, chatting it up here and there and having a good old time. But by the time we were getting ready to leave, like, we were getting this, there was that chemistry there. And so she's like, she reaches into her pocket and she pulls out this this picture. It's her, one of her senior pictures. I still have this. This is, I don't know if it's creepy or romantic. I'm leaning towards creepy. But on the back of it, it says, you know, hi, my name is Jen. I go to this high school. I think you're very attractive. And it had her phone number on there. I'm just like, dear God, like, this has never happened to me in my life. You know? And so then began this very long, I mean, she was like, where she lived was like 2 hours away from where I lived. So, you know, long distance relationship, already putting some strains on the whole thing. But we did have one date that we got to go on. And this is how cool my dad was. He was willing to drive me 2 hours up to where her, where she lived. And she's like, you know, it'd be easier if you just got dropped off at my high school. So he drops me off at the high school. And it's like a scene from a John Hughes movie. Like, he pulls around the side of this building, and it's like a huge empty parking lot, except for one car sitting in the middle of the parking lot. And she's standing outside of the car smoking a cigarette with, like, sunglasses and a trench coat on. Like, she's like a spy there to, like, accept, like, some kind of, you know, microfilm or whatever. Right? And so I pull up, you know, I get out. And I come up to her, and she just kisses me, like, flat out. I'm just like, okay, well, this date is starting off fantastic. So
we're going to go home now, because it's there. Not going to get better than this.
All right, hold on. I think we're clear.
Jesus, Jim?
What? This isn't like this over where you live? You're not getting, like...
I don't live in Southeast.
To Trump country. No. A lot of Trump supporters are celebrating a lynching that they just had, so there's that. But yeah, so we, she's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know, maybe you want to go see a movie? She's like, sure. We went and saw Aladdin in the theater, to let you know just how old this story is. And it was great. Like, neither one of us had seen it before. We both really liked the movie. Then we went to the mall, and it turns out we're both, like, really huge Breakfast Club fans. And so we start quoting the movie back and forth. And we actually find this guy who's selling, like, movie stills of various movies, and sure enough, he's got all these Breakfast Club shots. So, anyway, it was a very, you know, kismet kind of day. Then we end up back at her house. I'm like, all right, all right. And her parents weren't home. And I'm like, all right, all right, all right. but she's like, you know, we can't, you know, do anything. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm, you know, a freshman and still a virgin, so... and I'm 2 hours away from anybody else who knows you, so that's more than fine. Well, you know, there's a little making outing here and there. And at one point, I'm like looking around her room, and she's got this Captain Crunch glow in the dark anchor that she got out of a breakfast cereal box, and it's just kind of kooky or whatever. And I was, you know, commenting on it. She's like, why don't you keep that as a memento of the day? I'm just like, that's awesome. And so. End of the day comes, my dad comes, picks me up, go home. Eventually, sadly enough, the relationship ended, and I was completely heartbroken, because I'm just like, this girl was just, like, so perfect and amazing, and, like, you know, she seemed mature and everything else, and whereas I am not any of those things. And so we break up, but I kept wearing this anchor around my neck for, like, the next 7 years after high school. Like, and the thought was, if, you know, ever there was going to be a time where we actually managed to get back together, she would, like, or we'd see each other again, like, maybe, like, an airport or a train station or some mode of, you know,
transportation.
exactly. Like, we'd be passing each other, and it'd be like, she'd be like, Jim? I'd be like, Jen? and she sees I'm still wearing the anchor. She knows I'm still carrying my love for her, or whatever. And I seriously, I wore it every day. I wore it. It's in my senior picture 4 years later. I would wear it. The only time I would take it off is when I would go to sleep. And that's because I found out that a Captain Crunch anchor that's around your neck, tied by a shoestring, will actually strangle the shit out of you in the night should you decide to roll over the wrong way.
That yep. was Captain so, Crunch telling you to fucking let it go.
Pretty much, let yeah. it go. So, yeah. So eventually, sadly, Jen, if you're listening to this, I no longer have the anchor, and I'm certain that you're probably not coming back. But we'll always have Aladdin. So.
God, Jim, I just so just want to make a TV show of your life.
Well, probably a Lifetime movie of the week.
No, there's too many stories. Yeah. It's got to be like a once-a-week sitcom. A dramedy, if you will.
I'm more of a tragedy, like a drama and a tragedy. Kind
it,
of
needs
like
be,
a
big, it needs to be filmed like Freaks and Geeks was.
Yeah, more like just geeks, like Nerds and Spazzes. It'll be like an offshoot.
Wow.
Chris Hardwick can be the principal of our school. I think that would really work.
Yeah, I love when you tell stories, Jim, but I always feel so bad for you at the end of them.
Well, I make
them
engrossing,
great guy.
But then at the end, you're just sort of like, oh.
You're such a great guy. How does this, all this bad stuff keep happening to you?
Well, and you don't know the half of it, but all will be revealed soon enough.
Yeah, next week on this show.
Very true.
So therapeutic.
No, it's just
Jim.
Duck and cover.
Jesus, Jim! I hope you're wearing your flag vest.
Okay. I think I got them all.
All right. With his Red Ryder BB gun, Jim saves the neighborhood.
Hey, I have an airsoft arsenal that is actually pretty respectful at this point.
Yeah, one gun, I got you.
I've lost a lot of blood. I do want to hear about Samantha and her first love.
Yes, yeah, Samantha, tell us first your first boyfriend.
My first boyfriend. I'm
or
trying
girlfriend.
To think
not,
of what you can, of like what kids actually considered a boyfriend. So, jeez.
I'd say making out regularly. I think that's really what constitutes a boyfriend.
In middle school, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But like you don't know
middle
how
school,
to make
damn.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know how to make out. You're just kind of...
Right, it's really awkward. Like, my longtime friend, Jeremy, I guess you could say he was like we grew up together, so we knew each other since we were little children. But knee high to a pig's eye, if you're in the South. So, I'm trying to remember. Okay, so... He had asked me to date him. We were in science class, and he's sitting to my left.
Date me!
And he wrote it on his hand, "Will you go out with me?" And he holds it up, and I looked at him, and I just shook my head yes. He's like, "Yeah, oh, look out, we're dating." So we're officially dating now.
I would really love it. Would really love it if his other hand just said yay on it.
So we leave class and we had to separate. And he gives me like a little awkward middle school hug, and then my friends are like, oh, "What happened there?" Like the slight, the girls notice all this shit, and you're like,
"Oh yeah,
crap, gotta hide now." Like shit. So something different happened, and they were like vulture. They were like raptors to, you know, a scientist, like, you know, Jurassic Park reference. And they were on that shit real quick. So. And they're like, "Are you guys dating? Oh my gosh, are you dating?" So I was like, yeah, it's really weird. And
it
I remember
wasn't weird until you guys started talking to me.
Oh yeah, huh? So, and I remember trying to like make out only we didn't know at the time that you have to take a break because spit develops.
So
it's just like
wait,
mouth.
Wait. Slower. You're making this sound so sexy.
So it's just like two mouths, like, locked together, and tongues are just like, and it's just, when we separated, I was like, ugh. It was so disgusting. I was like, that's making out. This is gross. So, you know,
like
with practice.
Boxer spit bucket.
Right, it was disgusting. That's exactly, I was like, okay, this is gross. So I like, we're in his basement, and I just like spit it all out in the corner. I was like, don't even care. So, I had nowhere else to go. It was really gross. I'm like, how did this all end up in my mouth? Did he swallow his portion? I'm really grossed out now.
The sexiest stories from Samantha.
Isn't it? It's so lovely.
I am impressed.
We got better at it, don't worry. And then when I first moved to Columbus, we saw each other and, you know, had a little fool around session. But,
What, to check each other's progress?
Kept plenty of towels around?
Well, for other reasons.
Yeah, Swiffer wet jet or something, just
in
case.
It's been a couple years. What have you learned since we last swapped spit?
I'm making a different reference. Oh, never mind. So, and then one of my friends had a crush on this kid named Joe. And Joe was really cute. And she's like, oh, I hope he likes me too, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, I'll go find out. So I'm trying to befriend Joe and get this information out of him for my friend. I'm like, yeah. And he won't tell me the girl he likes. He will not tell me. I'm like, please, come on, just tell me. I know you like somebody. And he goes, I'm not going to tell you. I said, at least
look
tell me.
Mirror.
Right. He goes, at least tell me the initials. And he goes, fine. The girl I like, her initials are SS. And then he just walks away. And I went, uh-oh. Because there's me and one other girl.
Sam's...
Stark is my last name. So there's me and one other girl that have the initials SS in our grade. And he doesn't deal with that girl ever. And I went, oh, no, but yay. And I was like, I told my friend that, sorry, he doesn't like you, but.
Good news, I've got a date Friday night.
But different type of news. She was a trooper. She was like, oh, okay, well, he's really cute, so if you want to go out with him, you can. And I was like, oh, I didn't even ask. She just offered it up. Which I took because I'm in middle school and you don't know any better. So, yeah. No, he was, I don't know. But it was middle school, so you're really weird around each other and you don't know how to act in front of people.
Oh, yeah.
So we never really made out, like kissed a couple times, maybe held hands. Oh, so sexy. You know, sat really close to each other. I don't know. It was, and then that ended. So that's my first adventure.
No mixtapes getting exchanged. No.
No mixtapes. No mixtapes. Just kind of.
I'll probably burn CDs for my age.
Yeah, my age is burning CDs.
Hey, Jim.
I remember all my friends were losing their virginity, and I wasn't. And I actually made up a story that I lost my virginity that none of them believed. And I was like, okay, I'm still a virgin.
So Gerard Butler's car breaks down in front of my house, right? So he's like trying to fix his car, but he doesn't understand how what's wrong with it. So he's all greasy and stuff, and he knocks on my door. My parents were gone, and he's like, hey, can I take a shower? And you're like, sure, but I was going to take a shower too. We only have so much water, so we have to do it together. So we got in the shower together, and then we did it.
Totally. Actually, I have one more, like, late middle school, early high school. This kid named Eric. We met at an Indians baseball game. So he was seated a few rows down, and my best friend and I were like, oh, those guys are really cute. And I had this giant bag of Skittles, so I was tossing Skittles at them to get their attention.
It's like Cupid's arrows.
You're right. And you guys have probably gleaned this by now, but I'm not shy. Not typically.
What?
I'm not typically, I'm very shy, guys. I'm not typically very shy. So we noticed they're looking back. We're trying to keep a straight face. And we went to go get ice cream, and they ended up at the same place, and we started talking. So I started seeing this kid, and he was just the worst type of person. He used to tell me, he used to say all the time that he's like, oh, I'm going to tame you. And I'm like, what?
A chair and a bullwhip? Like,
right? I was like, what? And I was like, bitch, no man tames me. And then I was like, okay, you can go now. Yeah, so those are my
complimentary bag of Skittles and be gone.
Right, be gone from my presence. But that's those are like my first introductions into the dating world. And then my first real like long term boyfriend was the one I talked about last week. Was what was it? Olive head
low tide.
Yeah, olive head low tide.
We'll never forget olive head low tide.
He friended me on. He tried to friend me on Facebook. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this.
So he's listening.
So I don't care. About 3 weeks ago, he sends me a friend request, and I got it, and I started laughing so hard. And my boyfriend now is just like, what? Like, I'm laughing to the point of tears. My stomach hurts, and I can't stop. And I immediately start texting my two best friends. And I took a screenshot. And I'm like, look, who friended me? And then we immediately started going off on it. And I couldn't stop laughing. It was probably a good half hour before I could tell him what happened and why it's so funny.
That's awesome.
But he tried to friend me, and I was like, no, you're an idiot.
Not another podcast. Well, Reuniting lost loves.
Yeah. We got sure we could get some more mileage out of this this topic, you know, for next week or whatever. So, because I got plenty more Charlie Brown stories if you want to hear them.
Aww. Oh hell yeah! I mean, you know, whatever you got.
Whatever sorrow-filled tales of woe you'd like to shovel out for the masses, by all means, please. Sure, tune in next week.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I know you got to get moving because you're doing open mic night. Good luck to you. I hope you kill. Yeah. I know you
break
will.
Break a leg.
Thank you, sir. And thanks, you guys. I'll see you guys next week.
Absolutely, bye. Jim. Take care. And that's it for us. Samantha, thanks for sharing.
You cut out there. I have no idea what you just said.
That's okay. No one was listening anyway.
Not even me, and I'm on this with you.
And we will be back next week.
Yes, we will.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.